they heard the tape. And when the worker, the after-hours worker, came here, because we weren't letting him go back, the driver even said, no, he can't go back to this home. And this is now his fifth home. And so the after-hours worker came here, and she said, well, was to the doctor a couple of times in the last couple of weeks due to his PMS being read. And she said, but you must know this from your report you received from your worker. We said, no. They've taken our grandson an hour and a half. He's north of Cambridge now. And they changed his OHIP number. Oh, it's so gross. It's just ridiculous, this whole thing. He just said that Brittany plays with his pianist.
Oh, he said that?
Mm-hmm. It's on tape. Oh, yeah. And then last night...
Now, is it quite clear?
Oh, as clear as day. And she wanted to take the tape with her, the worker. I said, oh, no. You don't touch this tape. This tape is going to stay right here where it is, because I've got everything on this tape. Well, this is what's concerning me, too. This home he's in, I don't know who this Brittany is, but I know, having for the first weekend, I've noticed that he's very... angry and upset, and I can see where he's picked up some, it looks like maybe hers. He hates everything. I hate everything if it's not going right. You go to discipline him, and he'll turn around and he'll say, I don't want to talk to you. And he's just so screwed up. He's so confused. He calls his step-parents, or these foster parents, mommy and daddy. And he comes here and gives us orders, what they told him to tell us. And he's just, it's disgusting. I told the worker, I said, you're going to have to get him psychiatric care when this is all over, ma'am, because you screwed him right up. And I am not a happy camper. And I said, I actually sent the recordings I got from Laura and Marianne Chambers, taped them right on. It took me 4 tapes on her message machine, and I said, this is what we're getting treated like. How can somebody do this? Here's my message I left after my messages, and now it comes to light, my grandson may have been molested in the foster home. I said, you have to do something about this, Mary Ann Chambers, now, right now. Now there's a little 3-year-old that's dead. Now do you think we feel good about our children being taken to foster homes? Oh, I am so, I'm so upset. But I say it adamantly, short, sweet. And I said, you received a copy of a letter October 31st, 27 pages, actually. And I said, I've never heard from your office since. Sandra Peppa Patello forwarded me a letter that she was forwarding my letter on to you. I have not heard one response from you, not one, and this is of my great concern. I said, does Brittany touch you, honey? He said, yep, she touches my penis. He said, Brittany's bad. Brittany's a bad girl. And then last night, we were sitting here, just him and I, watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I haven't said a word to him, nothing, because I don't want to. And we're just sitting there, and we're all cozied up on the couch, and he's rubbing his hand on my face, my hand on his face, and just out of the blue, he said, you know what, Grandma? And I said, no, what, sweetheart? He said, I don't want to go back to that house. I don't want to go home. And I said, oh, sweetheart, I don't know what's going to happen right now, darling. He said, I don't want to go back there. Brittany is bad. Brittany hits me. And she tells me to fuck off. And then he got up, and he's showing me, and he said, and she comes in my bedroom, and she hits me, and she swears, and he's got his hands going. And then, and I said, does Brittany get in trouble for hitting you and swearing? He goes, oh, yep. And I was trying to figure out how old Brittany is, and he showed me she goes to school on the school bus,